Here we are. It's Tuesday, and that means it's another edition of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I'm so glad you could join me today. We are continuing our series entitled, Let's Get Closer. And I don't want you to miss a moment of this episode. So you know the move. Grab your friends, grab your family, grab your coworkers, grab those people you don't like. Hey, don't forget your notebook, iPad, laptop, whatever you need to take notes. Let's lock in, y'all. See you in a minute. What's going on, everybody? Happy Tuesday, and welcome to today's 2-2 Podcast episode. First and foremost, thank you all for being so supportive and understanding as I took a mental health day this past Thursday. I was planning to take it this coming Thursday and decided, based on the circumstances of last week, it was a lot going on, but that goes without saying, that I needed it. I think we all needed one. So I hope that you took some time. I don't care if it was for a day. I don't care if it was for 30 minutes, you know, to just decompress, to clear your head, to just become a better person. Or to just, you know, actually just get rid of, get away from all of the tumult, the turmoil and the just the trials and tribulations and the just the negative stuff that's been going on. I hope that you took the time to clear your head as well as I did. But again, thank you for being understanding. Hey, if this is your first time or your first time in a long time, welcome and welcome back. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join the 2-2 Podcast today. I hope that I say something to you or say something to you or say something to your spirit, say something to your situation that helps you through it or helps you to gain the strength to attack it head on. We strive to be three things on here. And if you're a regular listener, you know exactly what I'm going to say. We strive to be three things here at the 2-2 Podcast. Say it with me, y'all. Authentic, transparent, and informal. And I hope within those three that I say something that really speaks to your situation again. And like always, I'm like Anita Baker. I'm going to give you the best that I got at all times. Again, thank you for joining me. We have been going through a journey on the four types of intimacy. The four types of intimacy. By the way, thank you for your positive feedback on this particular series entitled Let's Get Closer. It's been a lot of fun to do. A little sad that I'm wrapping it up on Thursday, but as you know, we got to move on to something different. But today, I wanted to talk a little bit about spiritual intimacy. Spiritual intimacy. What is, okay, before we get into what spiritual intimacy is, I want to ask you a question. Show of hands. Show of hands. I know you can't see me and I can't see you, but for research purposes, let's do this thing. But show of hands, does anybody have somebody that they are spiritually in tune with? And what I mean by that is they pray for you. They intercede for you. You can trust them with the deepest, darkest portions of your life and know for a fact that they're not going to drag you through the mud. They're not going to expose you. They're not going to, you know, extort you. They're not going to do anything like that. Because it seems like in this season, we're surrounded by so many people that would rather not pray for us, but would rather pray on us. Pause. Let me rewind that again. Let me say that again. We got people around us in this season, these days, that would rather not pray for us, P-R-A-Y, but rather pray, P-R-E-Y, on us. We have so many people who would rather expose a story or expose a storm that somebody else is going through rather than to help them and support them through their storm. We have so many people that would rather gossip than pray. And so let me say this before we get any deeper into this. Watch who you ask to pray for you. Watch your spiritual connections, simply because, here it is, not everybody is equipped or has the strength or has the maturity, spiritual maturity, to be able to pray consistently. They don't have the maturity to just keep it within you two. They'd rather share it with other people. Not in a ways to have somebody pray. Have others pray for you in a community of people who pray and intercede for other people. But rather in a circle of people who like to gossip and slander and spread rumors and inflate stories. Watch who you give your prayer requests to. Watch who you surround yourself with spiritually. Don't be so quick to be vulnerable with everybody and be trusting with everybody. I know that's easier said than done. And let me be transparent in this moment. I was a person who, the minute somebody said something nice to me, the minute somebody said something good, that did something good for me, the minute somebody, not being able to read their spirit, the true nature of their spirit, I would just eat it up. Ignoring all the warnings, the vital signs, all of that, I just eat it up. It was simply because of this. I wanted to be so accepted by people that I was willing to risk everything just to be connected. Didn't care if they slandered me. Didn't care if they lied about me. Didn't care. I wanted to be surrounded by people. But there's an old saying, and it rings true whether you want it to or not. Quality over quantity. What is the quality of the people around you? Are they the type of people who pray for you, who support you, who encourage you, who hold you accountable to make sure that you get healed and that you're healing and that you are doing the necessary things to fulfill the purpose on your life, that's on your life? Or are they trying to take from you? Are they talking about you behind your back? They're smiling in your face all the while. They want to take your place. Backstabbers. Yeah, the OJ said it best. Yeah, they also said that. Are you surrounded by shiftless, shady, jealous types of people? The types of people that you are in the middle of a dream, and you're in the middle of working towards something that you have been designed to do. And your expectation of the people around you is to be spiritually connected, spiritually in tune, and know when to pray for you. But instead, they would rather try to take your spot. They'd rather backstab you. They'd rather talk about you. You have to be careful who you are spiritually connected to. You have to be careful who you're spiritually intimate with. You have to be willing to discern spirits. You have to be willing to discern when something isn't right and that you shouldn't be around this type of person. Oh yeah, talk to me, somebody. I know somebody sitting there wondering, why didn't I hear this before? Believe me, I'm a late bloomer as well. I definitely understand how it feels to be vulnerable around the wrong people. To tell the deepest, darkest secrets that I have in my life. And my expectation is that they're supportive and they're loving. But nevertheless, they're not. They're more judgmental than anything. And see, about being spiritually intimate, there's a portion of that where you have to be understanding of people's stories, of people's testimonies, of people's storms, of people's beliefs. You have to be understanding of that. And so many times we connect ourselves with people that are judgmental and choose to be judgmental and misunderstanding. It's a choice. They choose to misunderstand you. They choose to judge you. Instead of praying, they choose to judge you. You have to be willing to be understanding when you're spiritually intimate. You have to be willing to be understanding that there are some people around us that aren't at the level that we're at. And we have to be willing to be supportive of their journey. Supportive of where they are in life right now. It is okay to give advice. It is okay to hold them accountable. However, there is a grace within that accountability. That doesn't mean beat them over the head with what you think. If they ask for your advice, give it to them. But don't ever beat somebody over the head based on the fact that they are not at the level that you're at. Too many times we get connected around people who would rather not be understanding. They would rather beat us over the head with what they think and what they think we should be doing, what they think we should not be doing. And they call it accountability. They call it constructive criticism. Nothing, when all the while, a lot of the things that they're saying are deconstructive. They're destructive. You got to watch your spirit around. You got to watch your spirit around people who choose to be destructive instead of constructive. There are people that would rather tear our spirits down rather than build spirits up. There are people around us that we want to be spiritually intimate with, that are their primary reason of being around us is to be spiritually destructive. Show of hands. Is there anybody here listening that is connected to or has been connected to somebody who has been spiritually destructive? See, so many times, we don't even realize it, that they're being spiritually destructive. Significant others. Friends. Spouses. Family members. Sometimes the advice we think is so great happens to not be so great at all. Sometimes the things people say to us aren't the things that we need to hear. Yes, we need to have the cold, hard truth that we need to get our spirits right and our soul right. But not all advice about our spirit is great advice. And we have to be willing to be discerning as to which pieces of advice are good and edifying for our spirit and those that starve us and starve our spirit. All of this goes hand in hand with spiritual intimacy because we need to understand that people, we have to understand that not everybody that's around us is in it for the right reasons again. So let me read a few more characteristics about spiritual intimacy. But let me just remind you that spiritual intimacy, emotional intimacy, and intellectual intimacy go running hand in hand. And I'm going to do it in reverse right now. Let's start with intellectual intimacy. Of course, if you wrote this down last Tuesday, here it is. It's about getting to know one another. And within getting to know one another, you begin to feel, to be vulnerable and feel safe. And you start to let your walls down. You start to feel accepted and feel understood. And once you get to those, there's a point in your life where you start to feel connected. Connected how? Connected in prayer. Connected in thought process. Connected in worship. I need the people around me that I worship with to be connected. We're there. I got people around me that we're just there. Don't take much. We're just there. We're entombed. Surround yourself with people who make you feel accepted, make you feel understood, that cause you to let your walls down, to be vulnerable and feel safe. That's within the getting to know one another. And within that as well is being able to, once you get to these points, you're able to share ideas and express thoughts. Sharing ideas and expressing thoughts. That's one of the things. I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna be real with you. I have really good friends, but only a few of them I'm spiritually connected with. Be honest. Two. It's technically three, but I'm putting one together because they're a couple. We're spiritually connected. These people pray for me. I've given them some of the deepest, darkest portions of my life. I've asked them to be my spiritual covering, my prayer covering, and they've done more than enough. Yeah. Because I can trust them. I can be vulnerable around them. I can feel safe around them. I can know for a fact that I can tell them something and they won't run away with it. They won't run around the town telling everybody. They won't have a town crier mentality. We got too many people around us that have town crier mentalities. I feel safe around them. I feel vulnerable around them. Find some people that you feel safe and vulnerable around. I don't care who it is. If it's a best friend, if it's a husband, if it's your husband, it better be a spouse. Why you guys are married if you aren't spiritually connected. You can't be vulnerable around each other if you can't trust each other. Because with marriage, and know somebody's going to say, well, you ain't married, so you can't really give advice on this. But I know one thing. I may not be married, but I will say this. There better be a level of trust. You better be able to trust each other. And be able to be vulnerable around one another. Because within that, that's how things last. And here's the deal. It takes time. Anything. Any friendship, any relationship, any marriage. It takes time. Took me years to be super vulnerable with one of my best friends. We've been best friends for a decade and some change. Took me years to be vulnerable. Took us years to both be vulnerable with one another. To be able to tell each other what's going on in our lives and not worry about, oh my gosh, they're going to tell everybody what's going on with me. And not to say that initially, and I don't know about her, I know with me, I felt that. But I know with myself, because of all the stuff that I had been through throughout the years, being around people who I thought were in it for the right reasons, and they weren't. So I thought. It took me a long time to be vulnerable. And I need you to understand that being trusting takes time. Building a friendship, building that spiritual intimacy takes time. But within that, you have to be willing to make time and meet each other in the middle. Meet me halfway. Or as Mary Morris said, why don't you just meet me in the middle? You have to be willing to be. You have to be open and vulnerable. Let your walls down. If it's authentic, it's going to take time. But it's all going to be worth it. I promise you, it's going to be worth it. But don't give up. And don't allow your past and past situations with people to cause you to push something away that was intended to be a lot closer. Don't allow something to happen that causes something, it causes a relationship that was intended to be a lot closer to end up being distant strangers. Too many times I pushed away from people simply because I was scared to be hurt again. I was scared to open my spirit. I was scared to be vulnerable. I was scared to show pain. I was scared to show vulnerability. I was scared to just be scared. And so many times there were so many friendships and so many connections that I had that should have lasted a lot longer, that should have been long-term friendships that I ruined simply because it was based on a level of fear. Based on a level of fear. And don't allow fear to paralyze you. Don't allow fear to paralyze your spiritual intimacy. You don't want that situation to happen. And I've had that happen many times. Should have known better and didn't. But I'm glad to say that I'm in a different place now where where I'm able to discern what is authentic and discern what is and be able to say to push out what it's not. everybody shouldn't be open to touch you. Don't let everybody lay their hands on you. Don't let everybody lay their hands on your spirit. Don't let anybody and everybody lay their hands on your dream. Don't let anybody and everybody lay hands on your on the biggest pieces of your life that you are trying to navigate through. I heard Sarah Jakes Roberts say this as we close this show. That you have to be careful who you allow to touch your spirit, who you allow to touch your dreams, who you allow to touch your vision, because too many hands can make that become tainted. It will taint it. It will become tainted. Dirty, messy, disgusting. And too many times we allow people to touch us with unclean hands. Please stop connecting with people who mean more harm than good. This is not the season to have a tainted spirit, to have a tainted vision. To have a tainted vision. To have a tainted mindset. Take the time to connect spiritually with the people that you are intended to connect with on a deeper level. And disconnect yourself from the people that you're not supposed to be connected with spiritually. It's time to discern and decipher who you're going to be at one with. I challenge you, as you go into your midweek, to take inventory of the people that you're around. And if they're not praying for you, if they're not interceding for you, if they're not holding you accountable to make sure that you're getting that you're doing the necessary things to be healed and making sure that your spirit is right, if they're not doing that, reevaluate who you're around. This is the season to be at one spiritually. Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22_podcast. That is 22_podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at AlexJ_live. That is AlexJ_live. Please don't forget, the 22 Podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon.